Science and Technology.
Robotics, Part 2. Two legs good. Companies are investing in robots that look and move as humans do.
If the canon of science fiction cinema is in broad agreement on one thing, it's that a robot is supposed to look like a human being. It's not only casting directors and special effects technicians who are on board. Engineers can also see the appeal. Pras Velagapudi, the chief technology officer at Agility Robotics, a firm based in Oregon, says that the human form has guaranteed versatility because it can be adapted for a wide range of applications. Small wonder. After all, robots have to navigate an environment that has been shaped by humans to suit their needs. Such humanoid robots are now starting to work in the real world. Amazon, an e-commerce giant, is testing Digit, a robot made by Agility, in helping its warehouse employees with repetitive tasks. Close to 2 metres tall, with skinny bird legs and a flat tubular head, Digit can carry empty yellow bins from a shelf to a nearby conveyor belt. Boston Dynamics plans to use its latest humanoid robot, Atlas, in the manufacturing operations of its owner, Hyundai, a South Korean car maker. Such pilot projects remain basic. Digit's box-sorting workspace, for instance, remains cordoned off from humans, even if Agility eventually hopes the robot will work alongside its human employees. All the same, they highlight the impressive strides humanoid robots have made in recent decades. And investors are optimistic. CB Insights, a data provider, estimates that since 2020, $2.3 billion has been poured into startups that are building humanoid robots. These upstarts are competing with larger firms like Boston Dynamics, Tesla, an electric car maker, and UB Tech, a Chinese robotics firm. The regimented nature of their tasks and the highly controlled environments in which these robots operate reveal how far these machines are from fully replacing humans. However, there's much to be gained from the attempt. In its ideal form, a humanoid robot is designed to look and act like a human. Metallic links replace bones, bearings work as joints, motors serve as muscles, cameras act as eyes, and processors are the brains. But form is as important as function. Once a robot looks too human, it becomes even more off-putting than if it were less so, falling into the so-called uncanny valley. That's why some of the current breed of humanoid robots, like Digit and Atlas, use simple geometric-shaped heads. To be widely used, such robots also need to match the dexterity and versatility of human beings in real-world settings. Most viral videos of robots running or jumping are carefully choreographed in controlled conditions. A study published in November 2023 by Robert Rina, Luca Rabezzana and Yves Zimmermann from ETH Zurich, a Swiss university, compared the performance of 27 humanoid robots with humans. They found that, at the functional level, robots outperform humans. This is hardly surprising. Many motors can work longer hours and lift more weight without tiring than human muscles can. Carbon fibre, which is used to build modern robots, is engineered to take a bigger beating than bone. But although robots can walk, run and climb stairs like humans, when these functions are measured in relation to size, weight or energy use, most robots can't match the efficiency or speed of the human body. The machines are also less dexterous with their fingers and hands. Digit, for instance, is equipped with fingerless palms designed for nothing more sophisticated than moving boxes. Mr. Rina believes biology's advantage over engineering arises from better integration of these appendages. Some firms are overcoming these limitations by stretching the definition of what it means to look like a human. Apollo, a humanoid robot developed by Aptronic, another robot maker, has been built with a modular design, where the upper body of the humanoid robot can be paired with legs, a wheeled base, or a pedestal, depending on which configuration is most useful for a desired task. Sanctuary AI, a Canadian robotics startup, is eschewing bipedal movement altogether. Jordi Rose, the firm's co-founder and boss, believes that nearly everything humans do today can be done with brains and hands alone. The company's robots, therefore, have heavy upper bodies with agile hands. They're also tethered or connected to a power source, bypassing efficiency requirements and enabling the use of powerful motors and processors. Mr. Rose dismisses other robot makers' focus on bipedal legs as a vanity project, and predicts that it'll lead to them building flimsy toys. Even so, all companies in this space must deal with Moravec's paradox, which observes that tasks straightforward for humans can prove extremely difficult for machines. The paradox is named after Hans Moravec, a Canadian roboticist who noted that machines can solve mathematical and logic problems easily, but struggle with movements a one-year-old human child can master. Mr. Rose cites the example of holding a coffee cup. For a robot, that seemingly simple task involves sophisticated vision processing software to identify the cup, rigorous training on the motions needed to grasp the cup, and enough real-time awareness to adjust its motion to changes in the environment. Whereas today's most advanced robots can grasp cups without difficulty, the intelligence needed to function without supervision in a rapidly changing environment remains out of reach. That may not be the case for long. Advances in artificial intelligence are allowing robots of all kinds to interact with humans, as well as their environments, with more sophistication than ever before. Robots that can act and perform tasks like humans may not be the stuff of science fiction for long.